Today's episode is brought to you by Wild, natural deodorant, body wash, and shampoo bars. Wild uses clean and natural ingredients in all of their beautiful products, meaning they're good for your body and the planet.
We don't have time for this.
We'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land where we make this podcast, the Garigal and the Gayamagal people. We pay our respects to all First Nation elders, past, present, and emerging.
Hey, besties.
Do you know what I don't have time for?
Oh my god, I love this podcast so much, you guys.
Hey, Bess. Hi, Jen. My name's Maddie. Hey, Sam. Do you know what I don't have time for this week?
Imposter syndrome.
Toddler sequel.
What?
My mother-in-law.
What do I do with that?
Thank you.
Hello and welcome to Bestie Hotline.
Ring, ring.
I'm Kate Reeves.
And I'm Gemma Peanut.
And she's my co-host from the gram.
I sure am.
.com. I did the intro and I didn't get any props from you.
Well, I thought we'd just come across as semi-professional for once. And
what
not
a trophy.
Make... Revs, we make reference to your inability to introduce us as a co-host and duo. Every week I thought, you know what, I'll just roll with it.
It's but not
no,
cute.
It's not cute.
It's not cute. Sorry.
Happy Friday,
Happy
friends.
Happy Friday.
So
yeah.
Happy to be in your ears, but I am buzzing today because as this episode is dropping, I will be on my way to a wedding.
Yeah, girlfriend. How good's a wedding?
It feels retro for me.
It's because so fun.
You know how you enter that wedding era and then people have babies or get deep into their careers and then it's crickets for a while.
Well, at the time, it's like back to back love ceremonies, love festivals.
Can I sound like a brat though?
You get fatigued.
I got wedding fatigue.
Yeah, you do. You do. You're like, another fucking frock, another fucking gift, another bloody. And then you get there and you love it.
Yeah,
always.
Always.
But then there's crickets.
Yep.
And now you're back.
And I'm psyched for it.
Yes.
And just to make it even more elevated and fun for me, I'm the celebrant.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Fun. So this is your fourth, fifth?
No, my third, actually.
Third
time being a celebrant. I did it for my sister-in-law and my brother-in-law and then one of my dear bestie pals, Amy, and her husband, Rob. It's truly an honor, I have to say.
You're so good at it.
Look, I don't know if I'm good at it, but I enjoy talking about my friends who are fucking in love.
Yeah, and you make a beautiful ceremony.
Well, I like to think that those friends chose me because I offer a lighthearted ceremony.
Yeah.
It's not so serious. Not that wedding ceremonies are ever particularly serious, but I wouldn't say that I'm like super syrupy, romantic, wet rag kind of.
Yeah, what's serious about getting married? Like nothing.
Yeah.
Let's keep it light and shit. I'm joking.
But also, you know how the celebrant often shares the story of the couple?
Yes, which I love.
Yes, but I love that I have a personal attachment to that story. Like I have an understanding of how they met.
Yes.
And, you know, it's a gift.
I love your ceremony. They're beautiful and joyous. And I don't think it's as chill. I think you give it the correct amount of weight.
Yeah, okay.
I think you do.
Yeah, all right.
Because
yeah.
it's a weighty thing to be wading into.
Wow. Yes, I suppose it is. But I like to bring some levity to it.
Yes, I think it's beautiful.
Bit of a joke here and there.
Keep everyone unnervous.
Yes, yes.
Unpopular opinion. I love the ceremony almost more than any other part of the wedding.
Rogue.
I know. A lot of people are like, oh, when the ceremony's over, then we have fun or whatever. I love the fucking ceremony. That's what we're all there for.
Yeah, yeah.
That's when you really see two people stand up and declare their love and make commitments. And the vows to me are always so beautiful to watch. And I love watching the groom and the bride comes down. I love watching the family.
There's a lot of fun build up and anticipation.
Yeah.
I do enjoy that part. And fuck, I'm a crier.
Oh, me too. Every time.
Revs,
gone.
I shot an elopement last week. It was the sweetest.
Wow.
Yeah, it was gorgeous. It was in Queenscliff.
Cool.
And it was just the bride, the groom, and the groom's son. And a celebrant, obviously. And then just me, the photographer. Like crazy intimate. They also had a dog. It was really, really sweet and simple. But the groom, always the groom.
Yeah.
He was so beautifully emotional and raw because as part of the ceremony, they had obviously the ring exchange, but they also gifted his son a bracelet to sort of
include him,
to symbolize that they are a one unit family. And the groom got especially emotional, I think, because the bride's vows were so inclusive of his son.
Wow.
And I think, you know, for someone to say, I love you, but I also love your children.
Yeah. Everything.
Just as much as you. Like, yeah, they are a part of me, yeah, and my future. It's just, I don't know. It's, it, yeah, it gave me all the warm fuzzies. But I cried, oh, and I had a job to do,
oh,
but I just, I was trying to wipe away the tears, wow, and look through my lens. But yeah, I just fucking love love.
So, I love love. It's so a good thing.
I'm on a high this Friday. So let's bring down the tone.
With a dilemma now.
Yeah. What DL has got a gripe this week?
You know what? I'm going to play it.
Hey, Gem and Ravs. Do you know what I don't have time for? Just doing Groundhog Day. The same senseless crap. Day in and day out. Mm-hmm. Disclosure, I'm a stay-at-home mum who runs a business from home. Don't have time for it, girls.
I fucking love this bestie hotline. Is that like our fave bestie hotline ever?
Louder.
Just her vibe.
Preach.
I don't have time. I'm like, wait, what dilemma are we solving? Did you just sort of...
Life. The dilemma of life. Sorry, I think she's had a wine. Let's listen again.
She's definitely lit.
Hey, Gem and Ravs, do you know what I don't have time for?
Yeah.
She's lit.
Just doing Groundhog Day. The same senseless crap. Day.
What time did she send this? 5:14. She's two wines.
She's
deep.
Had a wine.
She's definitely had a wine. Yeah, babe, I get it.
Yeah.
I feel ya.
Curious.
Yeah.
She said a bit of an oxymoron.
Okay.
I'm a stay-at-home mum who also runs a business.
From home.
From home.
So she's full-time caring for her kids and running a side hustle or a business from home.
Wow.
Wow. No wonder you're over it.
I mean, I just, it gave me pause because I was like, I mean, I run a business out of my house. Does that mean I count as a stay-at-home mum too? Hey, I don't know.
Maybe you are. Oh, my God. Add that to your slashy. You know what I think I can also hear is like a plastic car on tiles in the background. Listen.
Disclosure, I'm a stay-at-home mum.
Right?
Who runs a business from home. Don't have time for it, girls.
Don't have time for it, girls.
Oh, yeah.
I love this sensational vibe. How do we turn this dilemma into dilemonade? Just add vodka.
Hey, buddy and a putty, it's Friday. It's just very appropriate.
Add wine to your wine. I really think she's got the right idea if we're right about her being lit. That helps. What else helps? Book a good weekend away with the girls. Girls weekend? You're looking at me like you're about to do a poo. Gem looks constipated. She's like, I have no answers.
I'm just completely perplexed about how anyone can run a business from home.
Oh, she's still there.
I honestly, the minute my children walk in the door, I go, well, there goes productivity. Yeah. Bye. Out the window, see you never.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a thing.
Mm.
Is she mad? Like, why would you do that to yourself? Separate your spaces?
What do you mean you don't separate your spaces?
No, but I mean put your kids in childcare.
Oh, right. Maybe she's just a hustler.
Look, she might be a hustler, but I just have so many questions. How many children does she have? Mm. What ages? What's your business? What are the demands of the business? Like,
this is not her dilemma though, Gem. Sounds like she's all over the business. Rest. Her dilemma was that life is monotonous, a long con, unending, unforgiving, not thankful, thankless.
And she doesn't have time for it.
And she doesn't have fucking time for it. How do you break it up? Girls weekend.
Definitely a girls weekend.
Or solo weekend away in a hotel.
I don't want to go down the self-care. Have a bath.
That's bath. Look, have a bath, you bitch.
I have a bath every day. You know, that's become monotonous in my household. Gosh.
I really think it's about booking things to look forward to. That is the only way to break up the monotony of everyday life. The only way.
I remember when I was deep in 2 under 2, or not even, maybe when Rafa was 3 and Iggy was 2. And I remember cleaning up a high chair, you know, 3 meals a day.
Yeah.
It's a lot. And yep. I remember wiping up this fucking high chair thing and thinking, I never want to do this again.
Ever in my life. And yet I will do this 3,782 more times before I never do it again.
Yeah. There's something about it. You know, the other day, we're very lucky. We have a cleaner who comes once a fortnight. Big, big, big fan of our cleaner. The house is clean for 4 hours.
Mm.
After they've left, you know, and I just sometimes sit in my house and just look around, take it in.
Yeah.
Because it is unbelievable how my children can send it back to whence it was within 5 seconds of walking in the house. It's unbelievable.
It's a skill, really.
It truly is.
Yeah. I remember UK lockdown, the OG lockdown.
Brutal.
March 2020 it began. I remember in about late June 2020, I cleaned the kitchen for like the sixth time that day and it was like 1 p.m.
Oh, God.
And I was like, I have got to get out of here. Like, I am going insane. I'm losing my mind. I can't do this. Goodbye.
Yeah.
And like,
check out.
I think that was like while I was cleaning the kitchen for the sixth time at 1 p.m., I was like, I think I'm going to go back to Australia. Do you know what? I'm looking forward to the long haul flight because it's something different. Like, did lockdown teach us that just like doing the same thing every day is not good for our mental health, for our psyches, for our souls, for our mumness? Break it up. We don't have a girls' trip booked at the moment, and I feel like we need one.
We've been talking about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have Yo Cabba Cabba on the cards.
Dude, let's book it.
That's going to happen. That's going to happen. We've got to have a girls' trip. But also, I'd love to go on an adventure.
Oh.
With some girlfriends.
Okay. Like what kind of adventure?
Do you know what I find really challenging?
That's so funny because, sorry.
No.
Before you go.
Yeah.
When you think of a girls' trip away, you think about sitting down, liquoring up, mm-hmm. not moving much. Like you don't think about going and doing something with energy because you think, oh my God, we're away from our kids. We're not parenting. We're not being wives. We're not being partners, whatever. We're just going to sit down and drink wine and talk.
Yeah.
Look, what do you got in your,
I'm always
your brain?
Down, I don't know. We've talked about this, Revs. There's two types of holiday peeps.
Yeah.
There's those who like to lounge by the pool and read a book.
Yep,
and
me.
Then there's activity people.
Yep.
Me.
Yep. Perfect travel buddies.
Look, I do enjoy a bit of downtime, but I also like to explore the area, mm-hmm. go on a hike.
Are you the kind of person who would find like the coconut field if you went to Fiji? It's like, just go to the pool.
Yeah, I do the Google search. Yeah. I do my research. Okay. I see what the hot places are. I put them in a list.
Okay.
Plan out a route, you know? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. That's how. Bitch, please. Bit of an adventure with the gals, though. That would be
what
fun.
What kind of adventure?
I don't know. I haven't really thought it through, but I
right.
thought.
But throw something out there. Like a hike?
I think a hike would be cool. You know, my mum did this amazing New Zealand hike. What?
I feel like that's something you do when you hit perimenopause. Like, we're not yet at the walking holiday stage of life, are we?
Do you know what appeals to me about a walking holiday? Because you can walk and talk.
You can walk and talk.
You can kill two birds with one stone.
You can also sit and talk, you know. You have a cup of coffee, talk about life. Then you move to the espresso martinis. Everybody's happy.
You know what, Revs? I have worked out that we are not compatible travelers because you love a drink, I don't, but I catch the vibes of drunk people. So that's not a problem. I love a board game and you don't.
Yeah, I really don't.
Why?
Time of friendship death, 3:37.
It really bothers me.
I know. Because you are such a stickler for the rules.
Fast and focused games are good
games.
Fast
and focused. Sounds so fun.
No, there's nothing more irritating than someone who's not dedicated to the board game.
Dedicated. Yeah. Oh, my God. The bloody language around this shit. No, yeah, we're not compatible. But we are, though.
Okay, but seriously, we need to organise something.
Okay. What if it was a beach holiday where there's enough lounging, but also you can go for a beach walk, go for a surf?
I'm here for that.
Yeah, you're down for that?
I'm just struggling with this idea that the season of life we're in really limits our time together.
Yeah.
You know, we can't really slot in much.
I know.
In the schedule of life.
That's why it does feel so monotonous and like same day as every
Always.
Day. Yeah.
And trying to coordinate even just four friends to find a weekend that works
yeah,
is hard.
Very hard.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
do you remember
in
your teens and your early 20s where your friends were everything?
Everything.
There was no background noise to compete with. It was like
maybe there was a boyfriend, but it was like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that was
right.
it. Well, think about what background noise our friendships are competing with now.
Yeah.
We have kids. We have partners. We have
parents.
In-laws. We have parents. We have
dogs.
Pets. Why would you ever? Don't know. But more power to you. If
Get rid of that dog for the weekend.
Oh, man. You know, and then you might have I don't know.
Then you've got school events on, like, oh, but what about soccer? And then we've got the dance concert. And then we've got Arabella's party.
And then the plumber that you booked to repair the dishwasher that hasn't been working for a week. You know, like, there's just
And then my dinnerly order's coming at that time, so I really need to be home to receive it. Like, it's like...
ding, ding. That's not sponsored by the ideals.
No, I was just saying, like, there's things you have to be around for.
Hunji P.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that blows, doesn't it?
So I feel like we haven't been helpful with this episode. So let's go through some top tips to kill monotony. Let's turn into a blog.
Oh, my God, that was so cute. Top tips.
Gem and Rebs is top seven. Should I give us seven?
Fuck, too many. Top three.
No, that forces us to be creative. I think we should do seven.
Let's.
I may regret this seven.
All right, okay. Seven sexy settings. Ready? Go.
All right, Gem and Rebs is seven top
Hope you've
tips.
Got one. I haven't got any.
For killing monotony.
Number one, book a trip away. Book something to look forward to. That's top tip number one. Go on, number two.
Go to the zoo.
Oh, my God. I want to shut this down. We're not going to get to seven. Go to the zoo.
Take the kids to the aquarium. Shake up your environment.
Take the kids to the aquarium. I would want to jump in with the sharks. If I was feeling flat, like everything was hard, the last thing I want to do is take the kids to the fucking aquarium.
How did we get to seven?
Hey, you did it, bitch.
Okay, it's one for one. Okay. So now it's your turn.
Step three, drink. Fill that glass with a strong pour.
Booze up, baby. Body in a potty, here you come.
Hashtag drink responsibly, hashtag not a doctor.
Number four, farm them out on play dates.
Yes. Yeah. Off to the grandparents you go. Over to Sally's place.
Lean on your community, your village.
Yeah.
You know, people like to be needed. Mm. If someone reached out to me and was like, hey, Jem, could you pick up my little boy, Fletcher, from kindy?
Fletch, love him. Yeah, love, I'll get him.
Ralph has a friend called Fletch, okay. You know. Could you have him for an hour? I've got a hangover with work that I need to get done. I'd be like, fuck yeah. Play dates, easier than entertaining a kid on their own.
Absolutely, it is easier.
Throwing it back to you, Rebs, point number five.
Point number five in one of tips on how to break up the monotony of life. Leave your marriage.
Wow.
Certainly breaks up the monotony.
That will shake some shit up for sure.
Surely kickstarts your adrenaline. All sorts of things happen. It's like a massive house of cards. Snowball effect. Not boring anymore, is it, Kate? No, over to you, number six.
Tip number six. You're going to love this one. Start a veggie patch.
Oh, my God. Guys, she's cooked. What's wrong with you?
Do you know what's really fucked is I've given you started at one, so you have to do number seven. So you have to come up with an extra.
Fine.
Yeah. Tip number seven.
Start a podcast.
Da-dunks.
Where you can whinge about the monotony of life and people can call you and ask you agony aunt questions.
With all the time that you don't have.
Really breaks up the day. All right.
We got that.
I hope you know that was all satire.
Yes, don't take any of that.
Don't leave your marriage. Don't start a veggie patch. Or do, if that suits you. We love you, DLs.
We love you. We're sorry, this episode's a bit loose, but it's Friday. Yeah, you can handle it. Wedding. You guys can handle it.
Guys. You know you don't get away without us saying, please vote for us on the Australian Podcast Awards. There's a link in the show notes and on our Instagram. Please, come on.
Get us in the top five this year, DLs.
Yeah, let's go for it. Last year we were top 10. We want
top five.
One or two.
Top one or two.
Top one or two.
Nah, you're getting greedy.
We want to win or come second.
Yeah.
Bronze is not our colour. Look, it's fine. Whatever, do your best. Chuck it out there. Give us a vote. Show us your love.
Yeah, and feel free to screenshot us your votes.
Yes.
Know? Yeah, I've seen people do that.
We've been getting them coming in. They make us feel good. It's a dopamine hit we're here for. It really breaks up the monotony of the day.
Ding, ding, ding.
Tip number eight. Vote for the Australian Podcast Awards. We don't have time for this. Listener's choice. We love you guys.
Have a wonderful weekend and we'll be back in your ears on Tuesdays. And for our dear, dear DLs who are our subscribers, we'll be back in your ears next Sunday.
Bye.
Loose.
It was. Ad break.
Got to keep the lights on.
DLs, you're not going to want to skip this one as we have one of the biggest discounts we have ever procured for you from this awesome brand.
I am extra excited about today's sponsor because DLs, As you will know, this started out as my not spawn.
And now it's spawn.
How good.
Okay, so on your reco, I've started using Wild Natural Deodorant. And then Wild came to us and asked if we wanted to try the full range. So obviously we jumped on that.
That's right, DLs. Consider us your natural body care crash test dummies. So I've been using Wild Deodorant for 9 months now, and I love the change. My motivation for stopping using regular store-bought deodorant was the aluminium and parabens. Mm. I mean, we use deodorant every day, so I want to try and avoid all the harsh chemicals as well. Wild's whole thing is that it's all clean and natural.
Did your body adapt straight away? Did it take a minute?
Okay, so you do need to give this a couple of weeks, okay? There is an adjustment period like anything natural. So my recommendation to you, Revs, was definitely to give it a full fortnight and then decide how you like it.
Okay. You did, but for me, it's been pretty seamless. I will say I'm not an overly sweaty girl, but I have always used strong deodorant, and frankly, it's just time to get off the chemicals. Mm-hmm. Personally, I'm loving the switch. I've found it really easy, and the dispenser is really gorgeous. The user experience, mwah, just great. Have you got a go-to scent?
Oh, babe, I'm all about the fresh cotton and sea salt. Mm. I will say they have got this new rainforest oasis scent that I'm keen to try.
I am using that one, and it's dreamy. Ugh. And it comes in the body wash too, and I'm always auditioning body washes. So far, I am loving this one.
Revsy, do you love how you can choose your deodorant case colour and just pop in the recyclable refills? You know, it makes doing the right thing for the environment feel very nice and bougie.
Obsessed. Loving the shampoo bars too, because I'm always cringing at the waste in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And of course, all Wild products are vegan and cruelty-free.
So do something for the planet that your future self will thank you for, and check out Wild today with 25% off your entire order.
Whoa.
Use code NOTIME, all caps no space, at the checkout.
25% is huge.
Yeah, it's actually the highest discount Wilder offering in Australia, and it's exclusively for you, DLs.
Go to wearewild.com and use code NOTIME at the checkout for 25% off.
Enjoy.